Well, now, as we've been discussing those, the clock ticking down on the deadline for either a contest or a coronation in relation to the new leader of the Conservative Party and, of course, Britain's next Prime Minister, we can talk to Annabel Dixon, who's Politico's Westminster correspondent. Annabel, thank you very much for taking our call this afternoon. So what is the latest?
Afternoon, Brian. Well, as you say, the clock's ticking and Penny Mordaunt, who's that rival to Rishi Sunak, is claiming, she hasn't actually published any list of names, that she's got 90 people. So she's 10 short of those nominations that are needed to reach that magic 100 threshold to get her foot into the contest. But a lot of it's in flux. You know, there's a lot of horse trading going on behind the scenes. You've had supporters who've been coming out this morning saying, actually, we think Penny Mordaunt should fold in behind Rishi Sunak and just get that new prime minister in place quickly and bring in that stability. But yet not long to go now until we find out whether she has made it over the line.
Yeah, 2 o'clock, I think, is the deadline for nominations. And we'll see then whether she has the 100 or not. But the pressure coming on her, you know, not just from those who support Mr. Sunak or may have been backing Boris Johnson and now switched the former chancellor, but also some of her own supporters saying that maybe now is the moment to fold.
Yes, that's right. And the feeling very much in the Mordaunt camp, you know, talking to sources there, is that they think they can do it. She missed out last time and she thinks she's got a very good chance with the membership. Various sort of polls of party members suggest that she was popular. But that was in the summer leadership contest, and we're in a very, very different place now. And I think there are doubts that if it did go to the membership, I don't think she's necessarily a sort of nailed on winner, because, you know, the membership will be looking at what happened last time with Liz Truss, and potentially they'll see the sort of huge support for Rishi Sunak. He now has a majority of Conservative MPs who've backed him. And seeing what happened to Liz Truss and that lack of authority she had and how the sort of House of Cards came tumbling down as a result, even members of the Conservative Party may look and say, actually, you know, we think we need to back someone that the MPs want. Mm. And I think the pressure on Penny Mordaunt to listen to those voices is going to grow. Even if she gets onto that ballot paper, I think she'll still be under huge pressure to stand aside and potentially take a big job in a Sunak government. Yeah.
So this nomination process requiring 100 MPs to back your candidacy before you'd get on the ballot paper, it looked at the time to have this whole matter resolved without having to go to a contest among the Conservative Party membership. That may well be exactly what it's delivered.
Exactly. That's exactly how it was designed. The hope very much from the sort of so-called grey suits in the Conservative Party, those sort of senior figures who've been talking behind closed doors in the last few weeks about what they're going to do about the instability, was that this would allow MPs, they were hoping that MPs would all unite behind one candidate. And as you say, potentially that could work if Rishi Sunak gets over the line and Penny Mordaunt either doesn't reach the nominations or stands aside this afternoon.
I suppose one of the primary concerns of MPs, Annabel, is who as leader is most likely to help them retain their seat come the next election. And certainly on the evidence of the polls and the direction of travel of the polls, the Conservatives could be heading for a real thrashing in that contest. What's Labour making of all of this? And what kind of preparations is Labour making for possibly coming back into government?
That's right. The polls look absolutely awful for the Conservatives. And I think even now, even with Rishi Sunak as leader, potentially, it's a question of damage limitation, you know, whether it's going to be a sort of huge Conservative wipeout or whether they still manage to sort of retain some seats, even if they can't form a government or get a majority. And the opposition Labour Party under Keir Starmer really feel now is their opportunity for government. And they've really been hoping that the whole thing sort of comes crashing down and we have a general election now. Is as for them, it feels like this is their sort of best chance of getting a huge majority. Mm-hmm. And Keir Starmer really is trying to demonstrate that his party is prepared for government. They've had permanent secretaries and sort of senior Whitehall figures in briefing cabinet ministers about what it's like to be in government. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're really trying to sort of prepare themselves. They've put their office, his office has been sort of put on a election campaign footing. Right. So they're very much hoping there's going to be an election soon and preparing for it.
Annabel, thanks so much for that. That was Annabel Dixon from Politico.